Good morning, everybody. This is Brian Osofsky. I'm the Marketing Director for the Visitor and Convention Bureau. Tam Pigott will be joining us later on in the call. But this morning, I wanted to share with you our marketing update. I haven't provided one in a while, and so I wanted to take the next 10 or 12 minutes just to bring you up to speed on where we are with our paid media placements heading into summer, as well as some other marketing initiatives that we're working on. Let's first quickly revisit our post-hurricane marketing recovery roadmap. Now, immediately following the storm, we were in a hope and resilience phase where we paused our marketing efforts, really just focused on being informational in terms of status, updates, and partner businesses that were reopening. Then after the first of the year, we turned the corner into phase two, curiosity and admiration, where we reactivated some of our core marketing activities like paid search, social media, and some digital ad placements. Our role was to begin driving awareness and consideration again for product that we had available. Beginning earlier this month, we're now into phase three, excitement and anticipation. We're actively encouraging our loyal visitors to return and explore the destination they've come to know and love. We're also really ramping up our messaging to be top of mind for travelers who are making plans now and for the next 5 or 6 months. So I wanted to run down the highlights of our consumer leisure media placements in market beginning April and May. These in no particular order. With Expedia, we have digital display and native content, podcast audio with NPR Radio, mobile audio and video with Pandora, and mobile audio and podcast with Spotify. We have an integrated audience targeting campaign running with Priceline, digital display, email, and co-op with Sherman's Travel, addressable TV with our friends at Zeta, Midwest Living and Southern Living native content, digital display, and social media. And this is a really nice integrated package that runs summer into fall. In Garden and Gun, we have print advertorial running in their summer travel guide, and then a nice custom content package with TripAdvisor. We originally had the New York Times on the list for summer, but have decided to launch that package now in July to help better drive consideration for fall. Now, for the meetings, weddings, and travel trade market, we also have an impressive list of placements to support Jill Vance and our sales team's efforts. The first few up the top are targeting weddings, destination weddings. With Bridal Guide, we have digital display, plus an Instagram stories takeover, a Pinterest idea pin, and a very cool native ad feature. With The Knot, digital display, newsletter, and email. And with eTarget, also email and co-op for the weddings market. We have video running with Connect Meetings, print placements, and a virtual tour with Convention South. We're participating in the Expedia Travel Agent Affiliate Program with digital display and native content. Print, email, digital display, and newsletter with association conventions and facilities. Print, email, and digital display with FSAE. Print, email, and social with North Star Meetings Group. And then newsletters and emails with North Star Agent at Home and North Star Travel Weekly. Then for international efforts, we're sticking to our tried and true placements for April and May, continuing with Expedia for Germany and the UK, Sojourn, which is digital display, also for Germany and the UK, and then a digital display program with TripAdvisor for the UK. We're also holding back some resources for another partnership with Eurowings Discover, offering direct flights, of course, from Germany to RSW, and that would be a partnership with our friends down south in Naples Collier. Now, in terms of target audiences for the leisure consumer market, I mentioned we're really focusing on reaching out to our loyal visitors to encourage those return trips, but we'll also continue leaning into our four core audiences at the prospecting level as well. Those are social sophisticates, family fun seekers, savvy explorers, and timeless travelers. Just a quick little bit on each of these. Social sophisticates, these folks are 45 to 64, married, culturally curious, active, affluent, and loyal. They have a net worth of over $1 million. They'll spend about $5,500 on average on travel each year. The family fun seekers, 35 to 64, married with children. Family-focused trailblazers, spending just over $3,000 annually on travel. Our savvy explorers, these folks are 25 to 54, two-thirds of whom are married. They have diverse perspectives, are very community-centric and innovative, relatively low net worth without children for the most part, spending about $2,700 each year on travel. And finally, timeless travelers. These folks are 55 plus, they're married, empty nesters, very health conscious and easygoing, and spend $3,600 annually on travel. So these are our targets. Shifting gears a little bit, you've probably heard me talk about our robust influencer program. This year is no exception. We kicked off our local influencer initiative with Cape Coral Kate, who explored her neighborhood of Cape Coral and continued with the Southwest Florida Guide staycation in Bonita Springs. Both of these local influencers over-delivered their assets and really provided another set of great perspectives for our destination. We then had the Capturing Couple, a Florida-based couple out of Sarasota who visited Sanibel and Captiva. And get this, they broke our Instagram Reels record with their recap reel, earning 2.1 million views, and the post had over 825 comments and 55,000 shares. Really, really impressive numbers. To kick off our volunteerism efforts with influencers, We Chose Adventures joined us for Earth Day weekend with her three sons. They volunteered out at Lakes Park by planting trees and enjoyed other things to do in the area. They caught a sunset out at Bonita Beach, hiked at 6 Mile Cypress Slough, and made a stop at IMAG in downtown Fort Myers. So how cool, they were also interviewed and featured on Wink News for their volunteering efforts while they were here. This weekend, we have Lost with Jess arriving for our second round of volunteerism. She and her partner are staying at the Westin Cape Coral and volunteering at Rotary Park. And finally, then on May 8th, we're welcoming Jake and Marie. This is a partnership with Visit Florida. We're incorporating these influencers into our big picture My Fort Myers influencer campaign. Basically, that means we're launching this in May, and we'll feature 1 to 2 influencers in our destination every month all the way through September. So in terms of the My Fort Myers campaign, I've shared this on calls in the past. You may recall that we launched with 4 destination ambassadors. Rex Rothrock, he is a longtime visitor who's been to every single Island Hopper Songwriter Fest since the very beginning. Evelyn Murphy, one of our wonderful visitor services volunteers over at RSW. David Acevedo, he's an artist and co-owner of the Arts and Eats Cafe. And Diana and Brian Stockbridge, owners of Gulf Coast Kayak. So we're right now putting the finishing touches on our next round of 4 ambassadors, and I wanted to share those folks with you on the call this morning. They are Kara Matthews and her daughters. These folks are longtime third-generation visitors to our area. Kyle Moran, a Bonita Springs developer and huge advocate for the Bonita Downtown Alliance. Jen White, a good friend of the VCB and owner of Fort Myers Brewing. And Captain Brian Holloway, a local charter boat captain, shelling expert, and naturalist. And placements featuring these folks in the My Fort Myers campaign will be rolling out in the coming months. And then in terms of some of the other projects the team has been working on, first we have a couple placemaking initiatives. We have just launched our first 4 neighborhood webcams on our way to featuring a cam in all areas of Lee County to help inspire potential visitors before they come. The first 4 cameras are located on the rooftop of the Sidney and Vern Davis Art Center in downtown. at the Rotary Park Butterfly House in Cape Coral, at Manatee Park in the Buckingham area, and out at the Bokelia Fishing Pier. Those cams are all live on our website right now at visitfortmyers.com if you'd like to go in and have a look. But keep checking back because we are working on some other ones right now, but I will wait to share those locations with you on a future call. Another placemaking effort is a really nice partnership that we have with the Fort Myers Mural Society, where, much like the webcam, we'll be installing neighborhood murals throughout the county. The first was the Global Roots Mosaic Project at the downtown Fort Myers Library. The second mural is almost completed. It's on the side of a private business out on Pine Island. And the third will be installed at the North Fort Myers Recreation Center. Our plan is to promote all these locations and encourage photos and, you know, selfies for social sharing, most likely partnering again with our friends at Banwango. That's the experience platform that we're using for Cape Coral Quest and for Sunsaver Passport. Now, speaking of Sunsaver, it has also officially relaunched as of April 19th. So if you're not participating, if you're not on this list yet, and your business falls into the dine, sip, stop, or play category, you are eligible to participate free of charge. Just reach out to myself or anyone on the VCB marketing team, and we will get you plugged into that program. Our digital visitor guide for 2023 also just launched and can be found on the homepage of visitfortmyers.com. This, of course, follows our decision not to print our traditional visitor guide while so much of the area is in flux following the hurricane. And this will be our same course of action as we head into 2024. And finally, this morning, I wanted to remind everyone that our 2024 Attractions Marketing Program kicks off with a webinar on May 17th. It is a requirement to participate in the webinar to be eligible for funding under the program. So head over to leavevcb.com under the Funding Programs tab and then select Attractions Marketing to go in and register. Right now, we're producing more content than ever for our new TikTok channel, Instagram Reels, and Facebook. We're securing new post-hurricane assets with local photographers and videographers, and have another big production shoot coming up next week. So I just need everyone to join me and pray for good weather while the production crew is in town. Now, I know that's a lot to take in one call, sort of a high-level snapshot of everything the team has been working on. We have a lot of exciting marketing-related things to share, and I just wanted to try and keep everybody in the loop. And so with that, that's it for me this morning. Pam, that's all I've got. I'm happy to answer any questions that that anyone might have.
All right. Does anybody have any questions for Brian this morning? Well, Brian, it looks like they're going to be quiet. I think you probably that was a lot, but I know they're happy to hear. I know they're very happy to hear what's going on, and you know the importance of the marketing, especially as we head into the summer months. We know it's just a critical time for the community.
Well, good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
So we're.
I'm sorry to interrupt. This is Sandra at the Westin Cape Coral.
Hi there.
So thank you for sharing all these marketing efforts. I am just blown away. You know, I'm not in marketing, so I would never know what is being done. And I was just excited taking notes. My pencil was on fire. But my question is there a way for me to follow along somewhere on one of the media channels on what is being shared with the country? You know, all these videos and, you know, TikTokers and, like, I don't have a million social media channels. Is there one way to follow kind of along of what's being released into the world?
Well, it's good. That's a great question. Yes and no. I would strongly suggest you follow the Visit Fort Myers brand channels on TikTok and Meta. But we also are adding different marketing materials and marketing placements to a section on leavevcb.com. It features some of our ambassadors, some print ads, our 15-second pre-roll videos, and some other things. We're going to continue to add creative to that page as we go along. It's certainly not going to have everything, especially all the social posts, since we're, you know, churning those out at such a rapid rate on a weekly basis. But between following us on social and then checking back to that Lee VCB landing page, I think that would give you a good idea, pretty good idea of what we're doing. I can talk to the team. Maybe we can, I know that we're including our monthly roundup of media placements in our industry newsletters. Maybe I can add that to the page as well, just so that, you know, everybody can kind of keep track of where we are and what's going on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions for Brian? It is a lot. And, you know, even, you know, when we talk about the influencers, a lot of those things are shared on their channels. We're trying to tap into their following, you know, broaden our horizons, so to speak. So you may or may not see everything on our channels, but you know, we do try to share some of these things during TDC meetings. We do that typically on a quarterly basis. So I would also encourage you to tune into the TDC meeting. And, you know, if you can't make it to a TDC meeting, we do record those, and those are posted on LeeVCB.com. Similarly, we record these calls each week, and those are posted on LeeVCB.com. So, you know, we do try to make whatever we're doing available beyond just the moment that it happens. I have a couple of quick updates for you, if there are no other questions for Brian, and if there are, feel free to interrupt me. First, I want to give you the STAR report for the week of April 16th through 22nd. Occupancy was 78.1%, ADR at $163.98 for a RevPAR of $128.02. Looking ahead to May, sales staff and our international contractors will be on the road attending a Helms Briscoe event in Denver, May 3rd through 6th. The Visit Florida Eurowings Discover Roadshow will be in 5 cities in Germany, May 8th through 12th. We will also be participating in the Prestige Partner Conference in San Juan, May 10th through 12th. We have a travel agency sales mission on the East Coast of Florida that is May 16th through 18th. And of course, we'll be at IPW May 20th through 24th. The visitor service team wanted me to remind you that nominations are open for this year's eAwards. That will be taking place on August 24th. The deadline to submit nominations is July 14th. And we will have a special Hurricane Hero category for those individuals that have gone above and beyond for anything related to Hurricane Ian. It is very easy to nominate your staff or your colleagues at www.eawards.org. So I encourage you to do that. And eAwards is always a very special event each year, and we look forward to hosting that at the end of August. This week, our communications team hosted a familiarization tour with writers from the UK, and we will soon be rolling out another partner spotlight video, so stay tuned on that. And then last but not least, I wanted to share that our tourism education team is in the process of finalizing the guest first classes for this summer, which will include both in-person and virtual trainings once again. So stay tuned for the summer guest first schedule here shortly. And with that, I'll open it up to, in addition to questions for Brian, anything you'd like to talk about, feedback, complaints, anything you want to share with us, we're happy to hear, or you want to share with the other people on the call, we're happy to hear that as well. I would also be very curious if there's anything that you would love to hear from us, you know, or something you'd like to know more about. We've been doing these calls weekly since October, so I think that's about 7 months now. And, you know, we want them to be of value to you. So if there is a subject you want to learn more about, we're happy to try to get a guest speaker to do just that. And not to worry, we have certainly some ideas for future meetings, but I also want to make sure these calls meet your needs. So if there's something that you're wishing you knew more about or would like to hear about, you're welcome to share that with us too. Or if you want to shoot me an email, it's tpigott@leegov.com. And if you can't, if I did that too quickly, if you go to leevcb.com, you can get all our emails. You can click through and send us an email. All right, it's very quiet. I'm going to wait a couple more seconds and then we'll end the call. We appreciate you joining us this morning. And our next call will be on Thursday, May 4th, same time, same call-in instructions. All right, I hope everyone has a good rest of your week. Thanks so much for joining us.